Radio Prague News.
Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk has arrived in Prague for meetings with Czech political leaders. A Viennese court has satisfied the demand of Swiss company Diag Human to freeze the transfer of three Czech artworks. And Šumava National Park reports that Wednesday's thunderstorm uprooted more than 20,000 trees in the area. Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk has arrived in Prague for meetings with Czech political leaders. With Poland now holding the rotating EU presidency, top of the agenda will be European politics. Much of the Polish cabinet has also accompanied the Prime Minister for wide-ranging consultations with their Czech counterparts as part of a string of visits to neighboring countries. Poland is primarily seeking Czech support for the top priority plans of its presidency, namely regarding the EU budget for 2013 to 2020 and the strengthening of the solidarity policy that funds the poorest parts of the Union. Mr. Tusk is meeting with his Czech counterpart Petr Nečas in the morning and will later be received by President Klaus at Prague Castle. A Viennese court has satisfied the demand of Swiss company Diag Human to freeze the transfer of three Czech artworks being held in judicial limbo as collateral for damages. The two paintings and one sculpture by Czech modernist artists will therefore not be returned to the Czech Republic until the company's appeal is reviewed. Diag Human is suing the Czech state for over $500 million for allegedly thwarting its blood plasma business in the country in the 1990s. The Viennese court seized the artworks as compensation, but later overruled its decision on the grounds that they were exempt from seizure as cultural property. The works of art had been on loan for an exhibition in Vienna when they were seized. A powerful thunderstorm that hit Bohemia on Wednesday uprooted more than 20,000 trees in the Šumava National Park. The park management reports that the destruction marks the worst calamity in the national forest since Hurricane Kirill struck in 2007. Most of the trees were spruce, and more than half of them fell in a single area near the village of Cerni. The fallen timber can, however, also be used in the fight against the bark beetle that has ravaged the park. Managers say they will leave the wood on the ground until the beetles take hold and remove it then. Wednesday's storm also brought an unusually high number of lightning strikes. The Meteorological Institute recorded some 60,000 flashes of lightning, nearly half of the monthly average. Violin virtuoso and national artist Josef Suk has been laid to rest in his family tomb in the Vyšehrad Cemetery. The world-renowned musician died on July 7th at the age of 81 after a prolonged illness. Final respects were paid by the public in Prague's Rudolfinum Palace on Thursday. The burial was accompanied by Johann Sebastian Bach's Orchestral Suite No. 3. Among the speakers at the Mass, led by Cardinal Miroslav Vlk, was President Václav Klaus, who noted that Josef Suk had brought worldwide fame not only to himself but to his country. The great-grandson of Antonín Dvořák and grandson of composer Josef Suk is often credited with setting a standard for how Czech music is performed. Lastly, turning briefly to the weather, conditions over the coming days are expected to be mostly sunny with temperatures of around 24 degrees Celsius. My name's Christian Falvey. That's the end of the news.